They are frozen in terror. I will never forget that look of terror in their eyes. I know that everyone talks about it starting at 6:29. I don't remember 6:29. I remember my wife's cell phone beeping like crazy and waking us all up on Shabbat morning. It's the Jewish holiday of Simchat Torah, October 7th, 2023. Leanne installed an app that blares whenever there's a missile alert in our area. I never liked it. It freaks everyone out at home. But Leanne insisted, and today that's what wakes us up. Leanne leaps out of bed to wake Noya, sleeping on the top floor, and I wake Yahel, asleep in her ground floor bedroom, like us. Leanne comforts Noya, I calm Yahel. There are rockets from Gaza, we explain. They know the drill. We rush to Yahel's bedroom, which doubles as our safe room, me, Leanne, Noya, Yahel, and the dog. No one panics. This isn't our first rodeo. We've been here so many times before. Our home in Kibbutz Be'eri is less than 3 miles from Gaza. Even when the rockets don't actually land inside the kibbutz, we always see the Iron Dome interceptions overhead. We are used to the booms. Inside the safe room, we turn on the TV and realize something way bigger is happening this time. The rocket sirens aren't limited to the western Negev, to the towns and villages along the border with the Gaza Strip. This is much bigger. But still, no reason to panic. As soon as the sirens pause, I sneak out of the safe room to make Leanne and the girls some tea. Just like you'd expect of someone who grew up in England, Leanne raised our daughters to adore tea. They can't start their morning without a cup of English breakfast tea. It's tradition. I head back to the safe room with a pot of tea, and we drink it as we listen to the sirens outside, they've restarted, and watch the news on TV. And then we see it. The television shows footage of masked gunmen in a white Toyota pickup truck driving around the city of Sderot. That's less than 10 miles away. My jaw drops. Something unprecedented is happening. Our local emergency team starts updating us on WhatsApp. At first, they warn there's a possibility that terrorists have infiltrated the kibbutz. Then it becomes a fact. There are terrorists in the kibbutz. Right about then, the first images start coming out of an attack near Kibbutz Re'im, just a few miles away. It's being reported that a party that took place overnight, the Nova Festival, has quickly become a bloodbath as terrorists embarked on a shooting spree across an open field. We see scenes of utter chaos as terrified young men and women, covered in blood, run through wheat fields. I try to reassure Leanne and the girls. Even if terrorists have infiltrated the kibbutz, I tell them, there can't be more than two or three of them. More reports flood in, and my prediction begins to look absurd. It's not just Re'im or Sderot or Be'eri. There are also gunmen in Ofakim, on the way to Netivot, and in every kibbutz in the local area. Between us and the girls, we're in multiple WhatsApp groups, and information pours in. The emergency team warns us on WhatsApp. They ran into terrorists. There are casualties. If there are casualties, the situation's not good. Messages stream in, ping, ping, ping. We're glued to our phones, each update painting a bleaker, more chilling picture. The messages in our group chats, the kibbutz, local parents, the youth group friends, are simply unthinkable. They shot my mom, writes one of Yahel's classmates, a 13-year-old girl who lives just a few hundred yards away. The truth comes to light. Dozens of terrorists have infiltrated the kibbutz. They're going door to door, storming into houses, breaking into safe rooms, even stealing cars. The Israeli army is nowhere to be seen. If they're stealing cars, that means they can kidnap people into Gaza. Gaza is right here, over the fence. Where is the army to protect us? As Leanne texts her family in England, we communicate through silent glances. She holds up her phone to flash me the messages she's reading. The terrorists just broke into this guy's house. They forced their way into that woman's home. We live on a kibbutz, a small communal village,